Hey, Slashers and Scream Queens, and welcome to Back to the Horror Daddies Podcast.
A podcast where we talk about horror movies.
And the daddies in them.
And I'm your film daddy, John.
And I'm your horror daddy, Carlos. And happy 4th of July, everyone.
We didn't choose our third guest. That's super fucking rude.
That's Jackson. Mellow Mama.
But like Carlos said,
happy 4th of July, everyone.
Happy 4th.
I'm a mess today.
We falling apart today.
Yeah, we are. We watched...
What was the... It's our 4th of July special, pretty much.
Yes, pretty much. Like last... No, not
did
last.
Did we do it last year on 4th of July?
So, lately, we've, I don't been, remember. We've been bouncing... Well, we did it for... Was it for summer? Anyways, our 4th of July specials are either Jaws movies.
That's true.
Or this franchise.
Oh, you're right. We did. Yeah. I think Jaws.
This is like our summer or 4th of July special, but I'm saving Jaws 3 for
another
week in this month. Yeah. Because it's the anniversary. But anyways, we watched I Still Know What You Did last summer.
We still know, bitch.
I Still Know What You Did.
And that was a movie.
I like it.
I like it for a certain reason.
I know. But it's a sequel for a slasher. It is. Very, very sequel-y.
And another like Scream like copy pretty much.
I mean, like, are you surprised?
It's not, but it's just so weird how like similar it is to Scream 2.
Yeah, with the twist at the end.
Yeah. They also introduced like an African American character in both movies.
Yeah, they do.
Which I'm like, wait, that's such a good point.
And it's the best friend.
Exactly.
Yeah. Except they're like one survives.
Yeah, that's true. The other one, right off the bat, yeah. No.
Yeah. But yeah, it's pretty much the same. Like, there's a killer, it's a secret.
And the twist,
which is very...
You know, we'll get there when we get there.
Yeah. But I still enjoy it. I feel like this is my kind of, like, let me put it on to fall asleep to.
I see. Or, like, I'm cooking. Let me just put it in the background.
Exactly. This is what I do with this one. This is what I would do with this one.
Yeah, I think it's that 90s like movie where it's like super cheesy dialogue and it's just kind of like okay, whatever, and it's that curse of like a sequel where it's like not that much different.
No,
it's literally the same thing. It's just it takes place in another setting.
Yeah, the title's still long as fuck. Like,
I Still Know What You Did, like, yeah. Okay, we get it.
We gotta find that segment from the last one. It's like we came up with titles for like sequels. Of how it can keep going.
Did we say that in the episode? Did we do it like while we were watching the movie?
No, I think we did it as a segment.
Yeah, we have to find it. We have to find that.
Yeah. But yeah, this one was directed by Danny Cannon and written by Trey Calloway. With a budget of $65 million, it only grossed $40 million. And I believe Rotten Tomatoes scores a 7% on the critic side.
Jesus.
Yeah. Which I'm like, it's not that bad.
Holy shit. Like, is it 7%? That bad? I don't think so.
Like, it's not that bad. I don't know what the audience gave it, but...
I can check real quick.
I will say, Freddie Prinze Jr.
Oh, he looks fucking fantastic.
Yummy.
Yep.
Jeffrey Combs. Daddy Herbert West. Yep.
Which surprised me.
Which my theory is that he escaped to live in the Bahamas, and this is where he now lives in peace.
Ooh, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he's trying to... His demeanor's all different. He's making the little...
He face. Still acts like Herbert.
Oh, yeah. There's like a specific shot that even you were like, oh my God, I totally see it now.
Yeah.
He kind of vanished. Audience gave it a 29. Okay. That's pretty low.
That's still pretty low. That's still, I feel like it's not that bad.
Yeah. I kind of agree, I'd say. I think it's almost there. I think I would give it the 30. Fuck it. Give it the 30%.
Yeah, give it a 40 at least. It's not that bad.
Jesus.
I mean...
Yeah, it's just, again, it's just the same shit. That's what it is. It's just a repeated... It's just in a different setting. That's literally, I feel like that's the issue with this one.
It's one of those we didn't need a sequel.
No, not at all. And because I guess we don't see him die in the first one, technically.
Yeah, but then there's the whole... It's kind of like in your face, I guess.
Yeah.
Kind of. Because there's like, okay, because like the whole thing is that they go to the island because they win a contest and like they guess the question. But if you know your shit with countries.
Which I didn't.
You know. Yeah. I did. Which you're like, okay, they got the question wrong. So there's definitely something going on here.
Yeah.
And then the whole how the boyfriend was supposed to come, but then this other guy,
I don't know where,
pushes himself in. Not really, he got invited, but like it's really him the whole time.
It's a kind of plan. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like he wanted to go, quote unquote. And it's just there's little differences. I think this is just a movie that just played it too safe to the original, mm-hmm. which Scream at least managed to continue the story of Sydney Prescott. Like this one, Julie doesn't grow. There's no growth for her. She stays the same. Nothing happens. And it's like, I know in the last episode, I was for, you know, not last episode, in the, I know what you did last summer. I was thirsting over her. I'm here to say that I got over it. I'm a grown person now.
That's good.
It's all about Carla, baby.
I never got over Ray, so.
You're faithful to Ray.
I always will be. Freddie Prinze Jr. Freddie. And also Fred.
But it's just like she, her friends are like what I like the most.
Yeah.
And it's like, or even Dave, which was like, he was there for 5 minutes.
The thing is, she's not unlike, she's unlikable in the first one. And I then know. We come back to this one, and it's like, girl.
Yeah.
She's trying to do better. But she's still.
Maybe that's why she stopped acting in horror, because they're like, you don't fuck this community. Like, the whole community hated her.
Fuck you, Jennifer Love Huge Tits.
You're nothing but a trashy
thing. Oh, shit.
Damn. Hot take. And stop falling.
I think, yeah.
Sorry,
y'all. Yeah, it's fine. We can cut this.
No, it's okay. Okay. All right.
But, so, yeah, I think that's my main issue. Like facing you.
Oh, that's what it is. I was like, I know there's a leg that's wrong. Okay, it's not weird. One.
Even if it's a little bit off, it just falls off.
Okay.
There you go. Wait. And.
All right, there you go. And we're back.
And we're back. But yeah, again, that's the issue. I think that's the only thing. And like, I don't care about them that much. The twist didn't even make, like, it was like.
It's kind of, it comes out of nowhere. Yeah. And it really does. It comes really fast. Also, like. I like to dispense my disbelief, but like they didn't know the weather was gonna be this bad in the Bahamas. Because that'd be my first thing. Like, oh, we're going on an airplane on a boat. I'm gonna make sure the weather's fine. Cause my ass is not going on a boat without knowing what the weather's like. Hell to the no. Y'all seen Titanic? Did y'all see what's been happening this past week? I'm not going on the ocean.
Yeah.
It's just that simple.
It's like, oh, I won this contest. Let me see if it's even worth going. Because if it's fucking raining the whole time, you're not gonna enjoy yourself.
And then they get there and it's like, we're already kind of talking about go to the characters before.
Okay, let's go to the characters. Yeah. So of course we have Jennifer Love Hewitt as Julie James, Freddie Prinze Jr. as Ray Bronson.
Thank you.
Yes, Brandi Norwood. My God, I love her.
And if you know her, her brother made a famous sex tape with Kim Kardashian.
Oh yeah, Ray J. I hit it first. But she plays Carla Wilson in. I'm sorry, Mackie Pfeiffer, is that what's his name?
Sure, and don't forget that Brandi was also Cinderella.
So oh, she was Cinderella. I didn't know that.
For all of you complaining about Ariel, shut the fuck up.
Oh, keep going. Shit, that's true. Mackie Pfeiffer, who plays Tyrell, he was in also Dawn of the Dead. Mm-hmm. And then what was the other movie that we said? Oh, 8 Miles. Yeah, which he's in.
8 Mile.
Is it 8 Mile? Oh, it is.
You keep saying Miles. I'm okay. Like, motherfucker, it's not the sequel.
But there's 8 of them.
Okay. But if you only went to the 8th, Mayo. Motherfucker doing a aliens. Like, it's not the sequel, motherfucker.
Oh, that's what you said. Is that the sequel? Well, I just caught that. Then we have Matthew Settle as Will Benson.
Other daddy.
And Muse Watson as Ben Willis. And then shortly we have Jennifer Esposito as Nancy, Bill Cobbs as Estes, and Jeffrey Combs as Mr. Books. And then the rest. And Jack Black as Titus Telsco. This one makes me really sad. Because I love Black Jack.
Black Jack?
What's wrong with me today?
Jack Black. That's its alter ego in this movie.
Trying to be black?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
He's wild in this movie. And then but now I understand.
The Scary Movie reference. Now I'm glad you get it.
Yeah. I totally get it. And I was like, fuck, why? He's not even needed.
No.
They could have erased his character.
He's a body. That's
it's
all he is.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. And it's also, I think this was like Jack Black at his prime. Like,
was it?
Well, I mean, he's always had like really popular movies, but I think he like he did so many movies. I think at this time in the early 2000s or 90s, I guess late 90s, that he must have been expensive to get. I'm assuming.
Maybe. I was introduced to him with Nacho Libre.
Yeah, Shallow which is How. That was later. Shallow How, I think, is around this time.
Shallow How's a very.
That's a fucking problematic. Yeah. I mean, that's a crazy movie.
Yeah, so I'm not surprised that he's in this.
Doing that's
this
true. Thing. He's always had that crazy sense of humor. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's grown. It's just kind of weird seeing him with such an offensive character that it's like, yeah. It's hard to watch. But yeah, that's pretty much the crew.
Yeah, so Julie in this movie, she's having nightmares. She's of course. Been, you know, going through it. The movie starts off with her and having a nightmare at a church. She wakes up and she's in class because she's confessing to her sins.
Oh, shit.
That she killed a man last summer. Do you think
it's Daddy Sawa as a pastor?
I wish, but it wasn't. It was Benson Willis.
he was playing Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she wakes up. The whole class is like, oh, my God. We meet Will,
yep.
Her new friend.
And it's I thought they were dating.
I thought they replaced it because he reminds me a lot of Derek in Scream 2.
Which is like in his again, same hairstyle. Celebrity. Yeah.
He kind of looks like the what was his name? Him. I forgot his name.
Yeah. The guy that plays Derek.
Yeah,
whatever.
I forgot his name.
Is his name actually? I think it's actually Derek.
Is it? No, it's yeah. not.
No? No. He plays Derek in Piranha. In
Piranha, too.
Piranha. Yeah. That's what confused me.
Jerry O'Connell.
Jerry O'Connell. But yeah, he looks so similar. Mm-hmm. It's also that, like, oh, he's caring and whatever, but then it's like, can you trust him? Because,
well,
you know,
I didn't think he was going to be the killer. I thought they were doing a Scream 2 thing, which they kind of do it, because, but she's not really dating him either. So it's
exactly. It's a different dynamic.
Uh-huh. Because even your girlfriend was like, oh, he's going to die. And I was like, yup. Even though I knew he wasn't. I knew the twist. So I was just letting you guys unravel it yourselves.
Have you seen this one like off like?
I've seen it before, or like just, twice before this, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this was my first time, so I was...
Yeah, and then Ray shows up, and he wants her to come back to town to celebrate the 4th of July, because they have that tradition, like in the last movie, but she doesn't want to, because she's just scared, but she won't admit that to him. She's kind of like, oh, I don't want to, because, you know, I'm traumatized, pretty much.
Yeah, she got trauma.
But she won't communicate that with him, so it's like, girl...
Yeah.
Communicate.
She needs to say exactly. She needs to say something. She wants to be, I'm a bad bitch. I'm a bad bitch. But it's like, it's fine to not be okay.
Right.
It's
but
not.
She won't admit that to him. He leaves angry. But the thing is that we find out that he was going to propose to her. And that was the whole thing.
Which, have they been keeping in contact this whole time? We don't know.
It's only been a year.
Yeah, but like, I feel like a year is a long time, right? Like if, yeah, to like,
well, they're dating.
Oh, that's true. Oh my God. I thought they were separated.
No. They're right dating. Now. It's okay. Just they're doing kind of like different town distance.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Because she's in college. So she went to a college. But I guess it's like a driving distance because he drove there.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just far,
yeah,
then, it's just not in the same town.
Yeah, like that makes city sense. Or now. Whatever. Now it's out of. Because I thought they were broken up, but he was like, fucking, I'm going to. Instead of like, hey, want to date again? Let me just propose to her. Like that crazy move, you know?
No, he ain't that crazy.
He actually, I really liked him in this movie way more than in the first one.
He's just so hot.
He looks better.
It's crazy to know that he almost got the part for Billy Loomis and he didn't.
And in this movie shows like he should have had the Billy.
He could have done it. It's just, he also has that baby face that's like, I don't see it's you like, as evil.
Exactly. He's like innocent.
Yeah.
And I mean, maybe he hasn't had that role.
But I'm not going to lie. When he showed up all wet in the rain, all scarred up with the gun, I was like, Ray. Thank you.
And it's like, I totally understand him. And I think in the first one, it says I think he's younger. So it's like, exactly. He looks like a baby.
And that's when he auditioned or he had already auditioned for Scream. So yeah. he doesn't look that menacing. No.
Even though in this one, that there's a scene that he looks pretty intimidating. Well, I was like, okay.
But then you put him next to Skeet Ulrich around that time and Skeet looks pretty intimidating when angry or whatever. So I get it.
I get that. That totally makes sense.
But imagine, I'm going to go on the derail. Imagine it's Stu... And Freddie Prinze Jr. Matthew Lillard and Freddie Prinze Jr. in the first Scream, and they end up being fucking Fred and Shaggy. Like, that would have been, how iconic is that?
That would be pretty fucking cool. But you know what I just thought about? That even Matthew Lillard, it's like reverse Scooby-Doo. They're the ones getting unmasked. Mind blown.
And then what's crazy is that Daphne is in both Scream and this franchise.
That's fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But where's Velma?
She's still looking for her glasses.
But anyway, sorry.
Yeah, the tangent.
It's so, just crazy. Like, yeah. They're, I don't know.
It's like Scooby-Doo starts the multiverse.
They were in horror and then they end up being in Scooby-Doo as a hero. I don't know. It's kind of cool to me.
Yeah, no, but, it is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But is this when we have...
Well, we meet Carla, her best friend, played by Brandy.
Well, she's always jump-scaring Julie.
Yeah, that's her whole thing. Well, she got into her apartment because she needed to look for some clothes for the club, but she didn't know that Julie was home, but Julie was home, and Julie's looking through the apartment like...
With a knife.
Yeah, and I'm like, girl, how big is this apartment?
That's true for, like, a college student. Yeah, like,
the bitch woke up in her room, goes out to look what happened, and then Brandy's in her room in the closet. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, did y'all chill. Just pass each other and, like, see each other? But they end up going to the club. We meet Tyrell. Will got invited there. Because the whole thing is, like...
Will wants to fuck Julie.
Well, also, yeah, and it seems like the friends also want her to get with Will, because I don't think they really like Ray. He's also in a different town.
And I think that's, like... missing context that I wish we would have seen, like, why Ray isn't with them. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I would have liked to see, like, maybe, oh no, he's feeding your trauma, you know, like he's not helping you forget it or whatever.
Yeah, because the thing with Will in the last movie is that he's poor, so he can't afford college, and he has to work like his dad and blah blah, like, that's what they made Will out to be, and he was just having to be friends with them because of Julie.
Yeah.
Because everyone else had money but Ray. So it's kind of like...
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But she has like a vision here. I guess she sees the killer at the club. We don't really know if the killer was actually there. It was just in her head.
Yeah. The only shot is right behind her. And she turns around and it's not there anymore. Mm-hmm. So could be there. Maybe not.
Maybe.
She's been getting stalked. Right. Which technically, in a way, you could say she was.
She kind of... Next morning, they win tickets to go to the Bahamas.
Out of nowhere.
By guessing the capital of Brazil. Why Brazil? I don't know. It should have been the capital of the Bahamas if they were going to the Bahamas, but that's true. Just me.
I just imagined that, like, oh my God, we're going to Brazil? No, we're going to the Bahamas. It's like, what?
But they guessed the capital of Brazil, which is Rio de Janeiro, which I think it's a very common mistake with people make, but the actual capital of Brazil... Schooling you here is Brasilia.
Wow. You see, you learn a lot in the Horror Daddies podcast.
And horror movies, yeah. That's what we're here for. But they guessed that. And if you know that, then you know that they got it wrong, even though they win the tickets because they supposedly got it right. But if you know that, you feel... Starting to feel like this might be a trick.
Yeah, like if you know that, you're like, wait a second.
Yep, or the radio host is just a fucking idiot too.
That's what I thought too. I was like, I thought, oh, it's Rio because of the birds. It's... The bird movie, Rio. That's all I know about Brazil.
That's where also the big Jesus statue. I think it's just a common misconception, that
like a touristy area.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, they win. She invites Ray. Ray says, "Hail to the Gnaw. I want to hang out with you, not your fucking friends." And I call that toxic.
Yeah, that's very toxic.
Even though Ray, I get it. Look, I would love to spend some alone time with Ray, too.
But then he hangs up the phone and his coworker, Dave, is like, you're such an idiot. Like, go. He wants to spend time with
you.
It's
not like all four of y'all going to be in the same bedroom.
Exactly. And he's like, fuck, I am dumb. He said he was going to call her.
Call her back, but then Dave's like, oh no, surprise
her. Oh yeah, surprise her, which I'm like, Dave.
And we see the ring, but then doesn't make sense is that the next day, Julie's waiting for him.
Yeah.
Like, she knows he's coming, so I'm like, did he just end up calling her anyways?
Yeah.
We just didn't see it.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's really weird.
Will
it's
then like, just it's appears,
like a,
right?
Yeah, it's like a miscommunication, I guess, with the writing. I don't know. But this is the night where Ray gets attacked on his way to go over to her town. They get attacked because there's a mannequin on the street, but he thought it was a real body, but it was a mannequin. The hook guy attacks Dave. Because
it's wearing that, was it a fisherman's
outfit? The fisherman, yeah. But then the fisherman attacks Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Chases
Ray. Dave. Mm-hmm. Dave was so fucking cool.
I just realized that they kind of repeated this because Ray gets chased by the truck and he runs on the street.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing happened with
his
name.
Yeah.
Ryan Phillippe's character in the last one. He gets chased with the car.
Yeah.
And then goes in through the thing. So they're kind of repeating things here. Sequel stuff.
Exactly.
Just bigger because now there's a truck coming towards Ray. And
he falls on the hill and he keeps rolling and rolling. Yeah, and
he's like rolling, 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 rolling. He's like, why am I still falling? Rolling, rolling. But yeah, so he doesn't show up the next morning, but then Will ends up being invited by Tyrell because he's there. Carla knew that Will was coming because she knew that Ray for some reason wasn't coming. Bitch, is because he was attacked. Yeah. I wish Ray would have shown up and then Will. Oh, this would have been so good for Jerry Springer. Like, Will shows up, and then but then Ray shows up too, and it's like, Julie, you got to make your choice, baby. You got to make your choice.
She's like thinking, she's talking about like, oh, he's so nice. It's just Ray this, Ray that. And Jerry Springer's like, well, Ray is in the back listening the entire time. You
imagine Ray would have shown up limping like, I was attacked, but I'm here. He and it's like, up. Will's plan is like, fuck. Will's like, damn, how am I going to get to the Bahamas now? I wish his whole plan would have been fucked if she just knew that he fell off a hill. Because, you know, Julie would have stayed and not gone if she knew Ray was hurt.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. You're so right.
If only we had cell phones.
Damn.
Which we did.
Yeah, we did.
If only we had like Facebook. Because, you know, Ray would have been like at the hospital, fell off a cliff last night.
Yeah, I'm hurt.
Status, feeling hurt.
It's like the sick emoji.
Yeah.
Hospital. Like super fucking.
They get to the Bahamas. It's very sunny. It's very nice. It's a private island, basically, so people want to be in solitude.
That's pretty cool.
So, which is like the killer's plan to like trap them where they can't really go anywhere. So mm-hmm. they can't really. There's no boat. They're pretty much fucked. We meet Brooks, who is played by Jeffrey Combs, Herbert yep. West,
killing it. Obviously, mm-hmm. he does such a great job.
Oh, we also meet Titus Jack Black here.
Oh.
I think he worked as a janitor, though, because wasn't he pulling a janitor cart?
Dude, I honestly have no fucking clue.
Okay, I feel like he was the janitor.
Cause,
but so, then he's, like, the only one not in uniform.
Yeah, because he doesn't wear a uniform. I thought he was just, like, a person on vacation there as well.
Maybe, but he also has a garden.
Yeah. I don't know. And, like, the weird thing is that they see the nurse. So I thought it was, like, oh, not the nurse, the maid. So I thought that was her stuff. Like, the maid stuff, not his. So I was like confused.
Or unless he was like the, what do they call
them? Gardeners?
Not the gardener, the maintenance guy. Because usually they don't wear uniforms. That's true.
That could be.
I don't fucking know.
Because he's also not shown doing any work.
That, but we find out later he has a whole weed garden. So there's no way he's just vacationing.
No, not at all.
Unless he has that specific room every time. But then his room was like by the tennis courts.
Yeah, that's true.
So he definitely lived there.
Jack Black, what the fuck were you doing in this movie?
I really want to know why they offered him this role.
I wonder if he auditioned. Because I just imagine him being like, stereotypical Jamaican man.
Oh, God.
Boo-boo-boo-boo.
But on my way. But in the Bahamas.
In the Bahamas.
Jesus Christ!
Thank you. That's what I was saying.
Nothing. They get settled in. Julie finds out that she's going to be rooming with Will.
Yeah.
She's kind of like, oh, well, I mean, like, you know, I'm with, like, Ray or whatever.
And yeah, like,
Will's like, oh, I can stay in the couch or whatever. It's like, okay.
Will's such a nice guy.
Yeah, because Carla and Tyrell, all they want to do is just bang all weekend.
And they're trying, but the Lord Jesus is not letting it happen.
Yeah, unfortunately. But yeah, nothing really, really much happens throughout this because... You know, we're kind of meeting other characters. We meet Nancy, the bartender. She's was in like Taxi badass. With Queen Latifah.
Yeah, and Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon, great movie.
And then he like, she's just chilling. It's empty, so it's like, she doesn't really have much to do. Yeah, because
they find out here that there's a storm coming. Yeah. So everyone's going home and they're like, what the fuck? No one told us. I'm like, well, what the fuck? Check the Weather Channel.
Check the weather app on your iPhone. Oh, wait, it's the 90s. But then they decide to just drink and have the karaoke.
They're doing karaoke. They're doing, I Will Survive.
I Will Survive. First I was afraid. I was petrified. Just thinking I would never live without you by my side.
And then all of a sudden on the TV, I still know what you did last summer.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of like, whoa. And of course, no one sees it but Julie. They don't believe her. They think she's crazy.
I just imagine her like being so into the song. And then she's like, I know what you did last summer. And
it's like, wait, what?
What's when you think of that song, what do you think? What's the first thing what movie or show or whatever comes to mind? I just want to know if we're thinking about the same one.
It's not Shrek, is it?
Yeah.
It is Shrek?
Shrek 2 okay. with the godmother, right? Fairy godmother?
She sings the other... No, it's not that song.
Oh, I Need a Hero.
She sings I Need a Hero.
Yeah. Never mind.
Wow.
I forgot.
I Will Survive. There's a famous movie that has... what is it?
Chicken Little.
That's not what I think of either.
That's it.
Oh my god, that's gonna bother. We might have to pause the podcast for a second.
Because it's when they're escaping with the car, and I love it. I love that scene because it goes, "I will survive." Hey, he gets run over or something like that. It's such a funny scene.
Oh my god! Well, it's in. Wow, that's a lot of movies.
Yeah, this movie is like super fucking popular, like in media.
Well, yeah, because I'm already in a list and there's over 20 movies.
Holy shit.
But I honestly, I can't think of one.
I always think of Shrek, and it's like, yeah, it's true. It's not even that song.
No, maybe this is going to sound really weird that it's coming out of this movie. Transformers Dark of the Moon.
Who sings that? Optimus Prime? Maybe Bumblebee. Communicates?
Also, maybe Coyote Ugly. I might have seen that.
Oh, maybe.
I know the girls dancing on the bar is like a really popular scene.
Yeah, maybe.
But I've heard it in so many other places. Or maybe I'm thinking of this movie. Who knows?
Maybe. That's true. That is very true. Because you knew it. You were like, oh, they're going to sing this song. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, they are.
Yeah. I wish they would have sang something else. Like, I need a hero. And you see Ray on the boat.
I need a all fucked up.
But she freaks out. She goes back to her room.
And Carla being the bestest friend. She's like one of my favorite like best friend characters. Mm-hmm. Because she's like, hey, like you're not crazy. You know, just take your space, blah, blah, blah. I would like for her to be like, go into your room, take a shower. Man, that bitch is crazy.
My God, I love her.
Yeah.
But she gets into her room and there's a note.
Oh, shit.
And it's very like Jersey Shore. Who wrote the note? Who wrote the note?
Ron.
Who wrote the note? You two. For someone that beg for all the girls in the house, if you know someone, tell me. If you know something, tell me. It's funny how people become pussies all of a sudden. Sorry, I used to watch Jersey Shore way too much.
Jersey Shore is such a crazy show, and I would watch it all the time.
Oh,
but
anyways,
we know that we don't like notes in this franchise.
Yeah, so the note just says surprise,
surprise,
and then that surprise reminded me of which came way later in The Invisible Man. There's a whole thing with that word.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
but. Yeah, Royal's behind her with some flowers and champagne.
And she knocks over the vase or the vase.
And she's like, I'm sorry. I'm just going through a lot right now. No one believes me.
And this is when Will's like, girl, I'm right here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you know what you need? You need some.
Honestly, Will.
Hey, Carlos. Oh, I would totally fuck Will. What a fucking shocking surprise.
Okay, well.
Are you okay?
Yes, and if you didn't hear it in my voice. Also, like.
So funny.
What was I going to say? Well, if I'm stuck on this damn island, no one else is around. Will is the only one single. I might as well.
That's true. You're technically fourth wheeling. Fifth wheeling.
Yes.
So, third wheeling?
They're both.
The one wheel or two?
Well, they're third and fourth wheeling because she don't want to sleep when he's trying, but.
So he's fifth wheeling because.
No, there's no fourth person. There's no fourth person.
So what if you. Two? Okay, so if there's a couple and there's two that are not couples, what is that? I don't know what that is.
There's a couple and then two that are single.
Right?
The third and the fourth wheel.
But that's a couple.
But they're not
they're
coupling,
even, right?
Though. Fuck. But they're not coupling.
Guys, in the comments, let us know. Is that even or odds?
It's even. It's four people, but they're not together. The other two are together, so they're the third. Julie's the third, and then Will's the fourth wheel. Because they're not together. Now, if they're together, then they become one whole car.
But then
when Ray shows up, it's the fifth wheel. But then Ray has to kill Will to become the regular wheel. And then for Will could be the fifth dead wheel.
Oh, you know what Ray is? The spare that you keep in the trunk.
Don't treat Ray like that. don't talk about Ray like that. Yeah, you're so done.
Hey, I'm sorry. He's the one in the hospital.
Okay, that's not his fault.
He's not the victim in all this.
He is. We cut to a character that was named Darik.
Oh, Darik.
I think it's Darik.
Well, he gives himself an accent.
He does.
And I think it's the whole thing where it's like, oh, we're in an island. Look, yeah. I'm fucking from here. I have an accent. Yeah. Anyways, speaks in normal, yeah. Like in his normal accent.
So Derek is going to the dock to, I guess, tie up the boats, make sure the boats are secure before the storm. Titus jump scares him. He's like, hey, do you want to come back and smoke weed with me? Ha, ha, ha.
I get it.
Yeah. Tyrus leaves. Derek falls into the water. And then the fisherman kills him here.
Yeah. An unfortunate womp womp.
Yeah. And then Ray escapes from the hospital that he's at.
Yeah. He's staying at a hospital. This, that, I guess, who told them what they saw? Because he says, oh, they, so apparently they had a.
So the.
A man in a hood driving a car, a BMW or something. I'm assuming
Ray said something before waking up and then falling back asleep. So he was already up?
Oh.
Maybe.
I just thought he was asleep.
We don't see those things. Yeah. So it's like, what? But then I guess that he set up the. Oh, well, the Farron was found murdered. Mm-hmm. And maybe by the murder, they can tell what the murder weapon was, but by the wounds. Because, I mean, the events did happen last year.
It did happen.
No, maybe.
Yeah, that's true.
It does. It's a little wobbly. But they also, I think the killer staged it to look like he killed his friend on a car accident. He fell asleep on the wheel.
Yeah.
That's what he made it, I guess, set it up that way. So I guess he could have killed Ray, but he didn't.
Yeah.
Just like motherfucker.
Yeah, because he could have just gone down there and just looked for him. Right,
but I guess he set it up like we look like a car accident, which is like, this is why you got your karma at the end, because you didn't finish Ray.
Yeah, you didn't finish your job.
Oh, fucking idiots, though.
It's always. That's the whole horror trope.
Right. So, but Ray escapes the hospital. He tries calling the hotel, but the phones are not working.
Of course.
Then the maid finds some bloody handprints. We're back at the hotel. The maid finds some bloody handprints just bloody sheets, and then she gets murdered.
She gets murdered.
So we're like, who the fuck is murdering people, and who is this fisherman back? I guess I don't remember much from the last movie. I just remember that his hand got cut off in the boat, and I think he fell into the ocean, and we don't find a body.
I think that's what it was. He just fell, and we don't know. It's not confirmed if he was actually dead.
But then was it always Ben in my experience? I think it was Ben. Anyway. This franchise is very...
It's messy. It's a little messy. It is very messy.
But then Carla and Tyrell are in the jacuzzi trying to get it on. But then here comes fucking Titus interrupting them. I was like, do you guys want to smoke weed? And then he leaves. he leaves, and then Will shows up. And Will's like joining them. He's third wheeling.
Yep, he is third wheeling.
And they're like, can you go somewhere? Like, where Julie at? Like, you know. Right.
Yep.
You need to leave.
Yeah. And
they tell him, you go another jacuzzi, take her out, do something.
Right. But then Julie's alone in her room. She's looking around. She hears a noise.
What's that?
And she finds a dead body
that
falls from the closet. She runs out. Everyone runs back in, and then they pull the car trunk scene from the last movie. The body's gone. The blood is cleaned up. It looks very nice.
Perfect.
Yeah,
like that motherfucker was ready.
And
to
I could have sworn the closet, like something broke in the closet when the body fell, but I guess not. That killer, he had the supplies.
Yeah,
the motherfucker called that motherfucker Bob the Builder.
I just imagine him hiding in like the closet, so in another closet. Okay, she left. Like fixing real quick. He's just waiting. And then but this is where Jeffrey comes, is like, I knew you were gonna be fucking problems. It's like, damn, it's the first issue.
He's like, I know what happened back in 85 back in my facility. Y'all remind me of those people. They're gonna be fucking trouble here.
Made dead, details later.
Yeah. So now that they come to realize that the phone doesn't work because of the storm.
Mm-hmm.
Then Titus gets murdered after we see his weed garden.
Yeah. It's again, he is definitely just a body.
Yeah.
It's such a waste of a character.
Yeah.
Jack Black, you just did it for a paycheck. And it's disappointing.
But he did. It's fine.
Yeah.
He goes on to do Natural Libre. Ray goes to the pawn shop to pawn the engagement ring to get a gun and $300.
Which is like, damn, okay.
And he just needs it right now. And we're like, oh, Ray is pissed.
And then what's funny is that he asks, is it loaded? And I don't think we get a response.
We don't. But it turns out to be.
Well, not the first time.
He left the lock on. He's an idiot.
He is dummy.
What if
he's a himbo.
What
he's a himbo.
He's such a sexy himbo. Then the next morning, it's out, it's still raining outside. They all slept in the same bed.
This vacation is miserable. Because it's raining like everyone's dying. Yeah. It's not like drizzling.
No.
You can't see shit.
Yeah, and they all had to sleep in the same bed because Julie doesn't know what the fuck. She gone crazy.
Oh, yeah.
The girls go to the gym. Will and Tyrell go to find Titus. They end up finding him dead. Julie gets in a tanning bed. Then Carla finds the maid in a dryer dead.
Yep.
The killer traps Julie in the tanny bed. Very Final Destination 3, which I know where y'all not got this idea from.
It's this scene. The scene where the our main characters now find all the dead bodies. Yeah,
We're going into the third act where everything's exactly. starting to go down. Then they all kind of reunite, get together. They're like, oh, told you I wasn't crazy. Julie's like, I knew I wasn't crazy. Something was happening.
I know. Carla's like, damn, I thought she was crazy.
But she's not. They end up running to the docks. No boats. Boats are all gone. This is when Julie admits everything that she did.
Yeah,
she
killed like last year.
2 years ago, her friends killed a man. Then last year, he tried to kill them, but they got rid of him. They never found a body. And then Carla's like, I'm your best friend, and you didn't tell me none of this. And I'm like, Carla, first of all, like, I get it. Y'all got close real fast, but Helen was her best friend.
But they're in college. Maybe Carla was like, you know, I can kind of do something. Like, I only knew you
for a year. I'm not going to admit to you that I murdered someone,
Carla. I'll say I love you before I do anything else. That's true. You can't just randomly, like, hey, I know we're roommates. I killed somebody 2 years ago.
Oh, my God. We're like best friends now. It's like that time we went down on each other.
Oh, I want to see that one. That confession. The movie will change drastically.
Oh my God, we hit a boot. Anyway. So, yeah, then we have Ray on a bus heading towards Miami.
Yep.
Which, where is Southport, where they're from? Is it South Carolina?
Southport?
I don't know, honestly, I said Rio
for Brazil.
Well, I don't know if that's a real city, but like, are they supposed, like, the original I Know What You Did Last Summer, the town are they in? What state is it?
That's North Carolina.
So Ray took a bus from North Carolina to Miami. How long does that take?
That's the mega bus.
Okay, but that's not, it doesn't mean that he's going to get there in an hour.
Let's see. So Southport, right?
Uh-huh.
Southport. North Carolina.
Wait. And then he took a boat from Miami to the Bahamas.
So, oh my God. So, I'm going to put Miami, right?
So, you're telling me that time stopped at the Bahamas and waited for Ray to get there to save the day.
There you go, bro. No, it's super quick. It's a quick 11-hour drive.
Right. 11-hour. Yes,
that same night.
And Julie was supposed to, you know, live through 11 hours.
She's so... Oh, look at her clock.
I'm telling you, time stopped. Time stopped at the Bahamas and waited for Ray to get there.
I didn't even fucking think about that. Because
then he also gets on a boat, and how long does that take?
Yeah, that's true. They were there for a while.
And it's storming. And he's like broken-handed.
I'll be right back. Let me change the letterbox review real quick to a one star. That makes no sense.
Okay. So?
That's fucking crazy. I forgot. Totally forgot this was in North Carolina. Unless, no, because
takes a bus to Miami.
Yeah, because I was like, maybe he lives like a state.
Then he has to find the boat that took them to the Bahamas, which he does.
That's so and fucking true. And takes the boat there.
So how long did it take him to get there?
Yeah, that's
mind you, he was at the hospital the night before they left.
Mm-hmm. Unless the timing of this is like not, you know, like it's not happening at the same time. You know what I mean? Like it's like, every time we go back to Ray, it's like earlier in the day or something like that. You know what I mean?
I understand, but every time we see Ray is nighttime.
It is nighttime.
So it's like, it seems to be one night.
And he gets to Miami at night.
And by the time the movie's over, the sun is coming up again.
Yeah. That's fucking weird.
But then the day, whatever. Hmm. Anyways, the group goes over to Este's room. Este is like the weird Candyman character from Final Destination.
It's kind of like
the Tony Todd character, the mysterious man.
And it's also like the voodoo guy from Child's Play.
Yeah, he does the voodoo. They find his room. He has like a shrine.
He's a fucking weird character to have in this movie.
Right, he has all their belongings. I didn't understand his character a lot much. Oh, sorry. I didn't understand his character much. only that he gives the backstory of Ben Willis.
Yeah.
That Ben used to work there with his family. Ben was a very abusive man to his wife. And then he shows them the grave that they all got buried there, pretty much. The whole family's buried in the island. He also reveals that the real capital of Brazil is Brasilia.
Brasilia.
Because they told him earlier, Rio de Janeiro, he gave him a weird look, but doesn't admit anything. Yeah.
He was like, Rio? Wow.
Yeah. Y'all are idiots.
Bimbos. He's like, bimbos. Yes. But his character feels so out of place because he blesses. He's like burning something.
Was he blessing her toothbrush? That's why he took it.
There's no context.
He takes Julie's toothbrush, and I guess he's doing something with it. So I'm like, is he like a brujo or whatever?
Because it's like, there's no context. It's not like he's saying like, oh, I'll protect you for what's happening.
Right.
Unless they know something. He knows something that we never find out.
I was very lost with this character.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Another body to me, in my opinion.
Yeah, but, pretty much.
But yeah, they go to the grave. This is when Julie has her little... what are you waiting for moment again? She does the whole hand thing like this. Like, she's step like, up, motherfucker.
Come at me. I'm right here. My grave is back here, but it's going to stay empty.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He runs up at her.
Right. Estes disappears, and then Will runs behind him.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I'll meet you guys whenever. Just have to make sure he's okay.
Yeah. They go back to the hotel. They grab some knives. They find Nancy hiding.
And he and... Ty is hungry as well.
So they're looking for food.
That was actually, that made me like him way more, because it's like, it's such a serious situation. He's like, let me eat because I'm fucking hungry.
I don't blame him.
No.
I'm like, we're dying. I'm not about to die without putting something good in my stomach. Let me tell you. Give me a motherfucking Zinger's Mountain Melt, please. Oh. Extra cheese and some bacon.
Oh. Give me that sweet Thai Huey's chicken, bro.
Yeah. Oh, I need to eat something I like before this killer comes for me. But then Thai... dies and doesn't even get food, and the motherfucker gets caught off guard through the back of the neck and everything. Poor Ty.
Then
he dies, the girls run away,
and we go back to Estes. Estes and Will, and Estes
is trying to leave.
He's like, fuck this place, taking a boat on a storm when he's not gonna make it.
Because it's just a regular boat.
Yeah, Will's like, don't leave, blah, blah, blah. And Estes just smacks him in the face with a fucking paddle.
Which, once we find out the twist, it's like, oh, Estes knew who he was, so he's trying to, like, but it's like, Estes, why didn't you say something?
Yeah,
like,
that's
you had
true.
Three other motherfuckers that could have ganged up on him with you right there, but I guess they probably wouldn't have believed him.
No, they're not. It's like a stranger that's, they think it was a murderer because he had voodoo stuff, which is, that's fucking racially motivated and also fucked up.
A little bit.
Yeah, because it's like, immediately, like, no, that's fucked up. We like horror.
But they also did give him the red herring kind of card because, you know, he's always watching in the background mysteriously. True. Like,
and then he had like their belongings.
Yeah, it could have went the way of like, oh, Ben Willis was my best friend and you guys murdered him. Yeah. So
that's very true. Mm-hmm. I guess maybe, okay, fine. I'll give him a pass.
Yeah. And then he was doing the voodoo stuff. It's like, what is he doing to Julie's stuff? Is he?
Yeah. I think once he saw the toothbrush, I feel like I would have been like, he was in my fucking room. Like, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the girls end up running towards after Tyrell, they get chased. They run up to the attic. The killer and Carla fall through the attic. Carla falls into like a greenhouse because she runs from him. And then in the greenhouse, she's stuck in there because the killer comes from one way where it's unlocked, but she's on the side that's locked. But, you know, Julie saves her with an axe and, you know, gets her through the window.
And this reminded me so much of like Dewey's quote unquote death on Scream 2, where it's like Gail Weathers is looking at him and she's just fucking getting stabbed.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was what we were going to see. I was like, no, not my Carla, please no.
Yeah, but Carla gets through the window even with her thick himself.
I was like, how that booty going to go through that fucking little window?
But it did. It did.
Somehow.
Me, I would have been stuck. I got this dad bod here. It's not going to work out for me.
That's sexy. What are you talking about?
Thank you.
Oh, exactly. James Charles knows.
They go into a storm bunker. They find all the dead bodies. Set up in there.
Which that killer, he carrying those bodies all the time. Mm-hmm. He put them over here. He pulls them over there. Mm-hmm. He got a lot of work to do.
So Will shows up.
Yeah.
saves
out of
them,
nowhere,
takes them back to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
He grabs the axe from Julie, and then you kind of just notice him just throw it to the side, and then, you know, then Nancy gets murdered because Will and Julie split up, and then Nancy and Carla split up. Mm-hmm. I forgot for what. I think it's to find a phone. Oh, the radio, because we find Herbert.
Yes,
the radio. We find Brooks dead.
Yeah.
With an axe on his, with a fucking machete through the head, and it says, I still know.
It's like, damn it. Mm-hmm. How did he find out?
Who?
Herbert. He wrote it down before he died.
I'm just mad that, like, no one had the fucking reagent of revive him.
He should have had it with him.
I know.
It's because Dan took it.
Oh, damn it, Dan.
Damn it, Dan.
Still trying to be with Megan.
He'd be dead. Leave her alone.
So then when Okay, I remember now. The girls go to find help.
Yeah.
And Will is like hurt, like he's bleeding.
Oh.
But it's not his blood.
Because yeah.
Julie's like, oh, where's the wound? And this is when he goes. It's like, we all go a little mad sometimes. He has that moment.
It's so bad.
Yeah. And then
it's revealed that he was the guy on the radio, on the phone.
Yeah, because he turns into like, welcome to 96.3, and what is the capital of Brazil? Real smart people would have known that is Brasilia.
I just imagine him on the phone, like when he did the first phone call, and they go, Rio, Rio. He's like, oh my God. Yeah.
Again, why Brazil? And not take him to Brazil.
I have no idea.
But anyways.
So he reveals himself.
Yeah, he's the son of Ben Willis.
Mm-hmm.
He drags her to the grave. Then Ben Willis shows up.
He's like, hi, Dad.
Yeah. And like, I thought Ben was related to Bruce Willis, but I guess they're not related. So because Bruce doesn't show up.
No.
And then Ray shows up with a gun, and you're like, ooh, Ray looking all scarred up, rain falling on him. Full set.
He had a sling and doesn't have it.
All Ray needed to be in is in a tank top.
Oh, that would have been sick.
Mm-hmm,
he was just dressed normally.
With a broken arm.
Yeah.
I guess broken.
It was like half. Right. It healed on the way there. Yeah, 11 hours.
The boys get into a fight over Julie. One wants to murder her. The other one wants to love her. And then Ben also tries to kill Julie. Julie, I don't know what she's doing this whole time. But then Ray. Yeah. Oh, Ben accidentally kills his son.
Oh, yeah.
Goes to hook at Ray, but then accidentally hits Ben. Or, sorry, Will. Ben and Will.
A lot of names being thrown.
Yeah, because the gun wasn't working at first. And then Julie kills, she has her final girl line, and she kills Ben, and he falls into the grave like, I'm dead.
He falls like this. It's so weird.
Oh, he falls like a... Oh, my God. It's like he's surprised that he fell into the grave.
It reminds me of Brenda. Like in the coffin?
Yeah, he looks like Brendan in the coffin in Scary Movie 3. Like, I'm dead. And the grave starts filling up with mud and water, and he just, I guess he's dead. But what they didn't do was shoot him in the head, which y'all should, if y'all watch Scream, y'all should know that.
Y'all copied the movie, but not that part?
Right.
Jesus.
Right. Carla lives. We find out that Carla lives.
Let's go.
Yep,
that's a bad girl. Bitch. You can't kill me.
I think one of the first besties to survive together.
Mm-hmm. Let's go, Carla.
Mm-hmm. And then time passes, I guess, and, you know, Harry, Will and him. Wow. Ray and Julie.
You still thinking about Will or Ray? Who's the daddy?
It was hard. It was
hard. You be faithful.
I will be faithful. So Julie and Ray bought a house. They seem to be engaged or married.
I'm assuming a lot of time passed. Mm-hmm. So they were like, life is too short. We almost got murdered twice in 2 years. Let's fucking just get married. Let's do everything. Let's have kids, mm-hmm. whatever.
So Ray is brushing his teeth. He's in a white tank top, looking kind of nice. Julie is getting ready for bed, but then she hears a thud. She goes to check out. One of the windows is open. There's muddy shoe prints on the ground. When she goes to sit back on the bed, the teddy bear in front of her kind of moves. And when she looks to the mirror, the killer's under the bed and he just pulls her. Now, was it a dream? Was it real life? We don't know because it cuts mm-hmm. to black.
It's always like the Friday 13th kind of thing.
I really do like this ending jump scare because it leaves it open, like what happened to her, mm-hmm. was this a dream or now did they get fucking finished off?
This would be cool.
She's fucking dead.
That means she didn't make it to the third one.
We don't talk about that third one. That third one is so bad.
Oh Jesus,
I haven't even watched it and I just know it's bad.
It's like we watched the first 5 minutes and we're like, no,
and I did it again and I said turn it off again. I just can't.
But that was
I still know what you did last summer. Thank you. Too long in the title.
It's way too long.
Oh my god, I really want to I got to listen to our old episode.
We need to too.
To see what sequels we can.
So our segment, we do in every horror movie, we're gonna now mix our ratings and the review. So we wrote a review on our own. So Carlos, you want to give your rating and your review?
Yeah. So I give this movie a 3 out of 5. Okay. I think it's good, but not that good. This 3 for me is that I can put it on in the background. I can either watch it or do something while it's on, or go to sleep while it's on.
Yeah, okay, I see. It's middle of the road.
It's a comfort movie, okay. I feel, in a way.
I can see that.
Because it's not something that I'm, like, going to be scared.
Yeah.
Or, like, I want to pay attention. I kind of just want to kind of doze off and have it in there. But something's happening, I'll be like, ooh, what's happening? Or, like, when Ray shows up, ooh, Ray.
When all the shit starts going down, that was like, shit, like, I'll pay attention to that.
Right. Yeah. It's just a dumb, cool sequel. My review is nothing like having two hot guys fighting over me. One wants to kill me. The other one wants to love me. All I want to is be in the middle of Will and Ray.
Oh, okay. Thirsting for Ray. one and a half stars is for Ray alone, right?
Yeah. I guess. Yeah.
All right, that's pretty good. And then my review, I gave it a 2 stars. Mm-hmm. I think it's a movie I'm probably not going to watch ever again. I'll be completely honest.
That's fine, unless I make you watch it. Okay.
Yeah, that's true. Unless he makes me. But I don't think it's terrible. I do think it just, again, it feels like the first one.
Yeah, it does.
Very repetitive. It reminds me a lot of Scream, which is not a bad thing. Obviously, Scream is a movie that changed fucking horror. Created a genre on its own. So it's like, I don't blame it for taking so many inspirations from it. But you
want something different.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I could just watch the first one and kind of have an idea of the second one.
And I think that's like what's wrong with a lot of sequels, that they don't really change a lot when they make a sequel. They kind of repeat the first one and it kind of gets boring.
And a lot of times the popular sequels are the ones that change things up.
Right.
Like for example, Evil Dead 2.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2.
Exactly. Child's Play 2 even.
Yeah.
It feels so much different than that first movie.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's those movies that just change it up. It's not afraid to do it. Mm-hmm. This movie felt like it was like, no, let's just keep it and the same theme kind of.
You're right.
But that's it. It's not, I don't think it's just for me, I felt like weird giving it a 3 for my personally. Yeah. So yeah, it's just also the character. If I go more in depth, like characters feel like they don't grow. They kind of stay the same. Mm-hmm. Even Julie at the end, she just kind of stayed the same.
Yeah.
And then the killer surprise was like out of nowhere. Like, oh, okay. He was, why does it matter that you were his son?
They pulled the Scream to us, like the family comes back to help, or because they didn't really kill him in the first one, I guess. So it's like,
so he came back
instead of a parent, it's like the kid.
Yeah,
it's like already kind of done.
Yeah, so it's just kind of. I think Scream 2 did it a lot better than them. My review says, I'm sorry, but I was distracted by Carla the entire time. Yep. I just had to be honest.
She's so fucking beautiful.
Thank you, Vin. I know.
Mm-hmm. Brandy's a very beautiful girl.
Yeah, she is. She is. She really is. And then daddy of the movie?
Ray.
I have to agree.
If you didn't know, Ray was gay.
Ray was gay?
No, I'm kidding.
I didn't know you were gay.
Yeah, he's fantastic. He looks a lot better in this movie, too. Mm-hmm. And then he was like my favorite character because like, he's like, oh, I'm going to actually do fucking something about anything.
Yeah.
Not like in the last one that Julie's getting beat up. And he's just standing in the corner. Stop.
That was Bobby. Not Ray. So you're thinking of the wrong movie.
But she is kind of being like, she gets choked out.
It's just a scary movie. It's a scary movie. He's like really choking her. And then Bobby's like, hey, you're hurting her, man.
So good. Favorite kill. This one, a lot of the deaths happen off screen.
Yeah.
There's like a couple.
I'm going to give it to Brooks because of the setup. They walk in,
he
has an axe on his head and it says, I still know in blood behind him. I like the view of that.
Yeah. The set piece looks fucking beautiful. Mm-hmm. even him, like, I just feel like I can totally see Jeffrey Combs with being like, yeah, yeah, put this shit on my head. Yeah. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. So I did enjoy that scene. It's like, unfortunately, we don't get to see that.
Yeah.
But it was a cool reveal, I feel like. I think mm-hmm. it was a good touch to that. So I agree with you. That one, because the rest
are all kinda, the other kills are the same. He just
slashes
through the mouth and yeah. then drags them away.
Yeah. I think Dave's maybe, I would say, second. Just because we actually see him, like, hooking him through the fucking jaw.
And then pulls him out of the car.
And that yeah. one's kind of like, it's like visceral. Yeah, but, that's so,
cool too.
That's pretty much it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that, oh, yeah. Is that we segments? Did rating, because we now make reviews yeah, and rating. Yeah. So.
Oh, no, I'm bringing one back. Let's do Mary Fuck Kill.
Okay.
I guess I'll do one for the women for you.
Okay.
And I'll do one for the men for me.
Okay.
So for you, it'll be Nancy, Carla, and Julie, obviously. For me, it'll be Ray, Will, and Tyrell.
Okay. So what do you pick?
I'm killing Will, fucking Tyrell, and marrying Ray.
Jesus, obviously. He thought about that way fast. So, mine.
Because I know Tyrell can fuck.
That's true.
I can tell.
So, okay, I got mine. It was Nancy, Carla, and Julie, yeah. right? So I'm going to marry Carla. Mm-hmm. Wait a second. Yeah, I'm gonna fuck Nancy.
Okay.
Kill Julie. Yeah, I don't know why this movie she annoyed me the entire time, and I was like,
doesn't she annoy you in the first one?
I don't think so. I think in the first one I kind of felt bad. I guess it's because I went in also people not liking her because yeah, they're like, yeah. she should have been the, and I'm like, that's Buffy, bro. Like, she has her, isn't she?
Oh, Helen.
Yeah, Helen is like, that's, she already has her thing. Let mm-hmm. Julia have her own thing. That was my mentality going to the first one. And in this one, I'm just like, oh, so you just didn't change. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, okay, well, mm-hmm. never mind. Bye.
Yeah. Do you want to do a final girl segment?
Oh, yeah.
Because we have now a boyfriend and the girl.
Oh, shit.
Who do you want to be? Do you want to be Julie or Ray?
I'll be Julie.
Okay, I'll be Ray.
So you're the boyfriend. You yeah. come in with the gun with to the protect gun. Me.
Yeah, yeah.
And the killer turns around and looks at you. Okay. So do you have one?
Yeah, let me go. I hit it first. Boom.
Okay, let me see.
Oh, wait, I got to fix that. I got to say. Ben, Will, I hit it first. There you go. Much better.
So then Julie is doing the final shot, right? And like, yeah. Okay. Shit.
She kills Ben into the grave.
Okay. I think I have one. Okay. Bah, bah, bah. Now you're hooked on a feeling. Get it hooked? No. I tried. I'm trying to work on the hook.
Okay. Hold on. Ben, Will. She was my first hookup.
Yo, I like that one. A pun in there. Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, I see. Yeah. Man, I said one while we were watching the movie and I forgot it. Mm-hmm. Damn, that was good. But, don't ever fuck with the original. It's just, yeah, you just imagine Julie copying anything about Sidney Prescott.
Okay. Let's see. Ben, Will. Wait. Fuck.
I know. I'm like, this is a hard one. This is a hard one to do. Because he has a hook. Okay, they're also family. So, mm-hmm. so we have to think about something with father and son. Fuck, man. I don't know. This is a hard one to do.
Ben, Will, this was all your fault if it wasn't for those meddling kids.
Oh, you can have this one. Scooby, Scooby, Doo. Like, super boring. Oh, man, I don't got one for Julie. Julie's so boring.
Ben, Will, I still made it on a boat.
What if he gets there? There's nobody then. Everyone's dead.
I mean, with the bus ride and the boat ride, they might as well all been dead already.
Imagine that, like, And then they're all like laid flat in the fucking like beach. It's like, oh damn, I was late.
Okay, okay. Ben, Will, this will always be my summer.
I guess you'll know what I did this summer.
That's a good one. That's a good one. That's so good.
Oh my god.
Ben, Will, Brasilia is the capital of real of Brazil.
Oh. Oh shit. I guess never wait. No. I guess never mess with family. Get it? Fast and the Furious, Brazil. No. I've tried.
Oh, okay. Ben, Will, I never knew you were into father and son shit. Boom.
Oh man, that was good.
Okay, I'll stop.
We tried this. This one was a little harder.
This is a little harder. But, oh wait. No, oh, yeah. There's a good one for Julie.
What's up?
Ben, Will, I will survive.
That is a good one. That's pretty good.
I may have been afraid and petrified, but I will survive. Okay, we're done. We're done.
Oh,
all right, y'all. Good. Well, I hope y'all have a great 4th of July. Coming up this month of July, after this week, obviously, we have some freaky little creature features coming up.
Ooh.
So I know I have in lineup Jaws 3 for the anniversary. We have Anaconda. And I'm trying to think of another one, but
We didn't think of something.
Yeah, because we already done Crawl.
Yeah.
And Crawl was so good that it's like, what? Where could top? Crawl as a gator fun movie. We can maybe alligator. Crack, I'll see if it's streaming somewhere.
Crack-a-dator. It's like
excuse me.
It's like okay bear, but crack-a-dator.
Anyways, yeah, that's what we're having this month. Is kind of like creature feature. So join us for that, and then I hope y'all have a great week. And remember,
I know what you did last summer,
and I'll always know what you did last summer. See you in your dreams.
More daddies.
Bye, guys.
Bye.